The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Kevin Sterrett, Oregon Firearms Federation, wanted to catch up because a whole lot of Oregonians magically became felons or criminals, unbeknownst to them, most likely. And this all happened 1st of September due to the ghost gun ban. Kevin, welcome back from Oregon Firearms. Good to have you on.
Thank you, Bill.
Kevin, you put out the alert about that over the weekend, over the long holiday weekend for sure, and I shared with you a email exchange that I had with Roy Kaufman, Director of Communications for the Attorney General's Office, Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum at the Oregon Department of Justice. And I wanted to share with you and with listeners what had happened here. And what happened is that I ended up getting the press release about the ghost gun, the law change. And then I ended up just taking the information that you and I had talked about, and I wrote to her, to Roy, rather. I said, Roy, the way the law reads, just possession of a non-serialized firearm, which has been legal up until now, is now against the law. How do you go about putting a serial number on it if possession of an unserialized part is illegal? I thought that was a reasonable question to ask. Would you agree with me, first off, right?
Well, it's both reasonable and not confusing.
Okay, yeah. And so
it's not ambiguous.
And I wanted to find out what the attorneys over at the Oregon Department of Justice would have to say about this. Well, what Roy did, he wrote back, the law passed in June of 2023, Bill, which means that gun owners have had over a year to comply and have their guns serialized. However, it is safe to assume that some Oregonians aren't aware of the new law or haven't taken action to comply yet. That's why we're reminding them now and urging them to get their unserialized firearms serialized by a federally licensed firearm dealer. Now, that didn't answer the question, because the law says that just having possession of the block of metal that doesn't have a serial number on is a felony. Am I missing something here by not getting the answer from Roy?
Well, the initial, you know, the first couple of times you get charged with this, it doesn't start off as a felony. It starts off as a lower category of crimes. But
oh.
I saw the email that he sent you, and he signed it Roy Kaufman. But he misspelled miscommunications when he signed it director.
Director of miscommunications from the Department of Justice.
So
yeah.
There's a couple of things here. First of all, this is the Attorney General's way of telling you, reminding you who's in charge. You are not. The people do not matter. The attorneys of the people who are supposed to work for the people, their job is to work for the hive and the blob against the people. So you as a person who not only is a voter and a citizen in Oregon, but also a person who can reach a large audience, requested some clarifying information from the people who will then prosecute you for violating this law that they admit many people don't even know about, because now they've illegalized something that's been legal for hundreds of years.
All right. Now,
so instead of go ahead.
Okay. No, go ahead. Finish your thought. Then I'll follow up. Okay.
Okay. So instead of responding to a legitimate question from a person in the media who could then share that information, he answered nothing. And in fact, this has been the policy of the entire regime media from, you know, all the KGW, all the commercial media, OPB, which grossly misreported this. And it's interesting to me that you were asking about a press release that the Attorney General produced, mm-hmm. where they actually told you nothing. But he's admitting that many people aren't aware of the law, yet somehow assumes that the average person out there is reading press releases from the Attorney General.
True.
Which,
yes,
of course, is nonsense. But ultimately, the Attorney General should be able to provide some clarifying information for people. But in fact, what they did, bizarrely and hilariously, well, it's not hilarious because of the liability, what they did is they told people, if you want legal advice, go to a gun dealer. It's patently absurd.
And yeah, but a gun dealer doesn't. But the gun dealers don't have, you know, attorneys working there to answer my questions about this this house. What was the House bill again that ended up causing this?
2005.
Yeah, 2005. Okay, yeah, 2005. And we're told that, well, the law passed in June of 2023, and so hence you're supposed to know. Did the state of Oregon's Department of Justice send out an email alert, an email or written letter to every gun owner in the state? I mean, in order to know? I mean, are we just supposed to be, you know, plugged in to the media at all times? I'm living on a farm out in eastern Oregon sometime, and I had made a firearm a number of years ago. And it's been legal forever and ever, amen, and all of a sudden it's not. I'm just supposed to know? I mean, what is this?
Well, you know, what I found is that, you know, people like you and I are regular and you know, constant consumers of news.
Yes.
And, of course, in this issue, this is something that this is all I do. But it is interesting to see how many people are unaware of it. I mean, I get emails all the time from people who obviously are getting our alerts because they're, you know, that's how they know who we are.
Yes.
Who were unaware of it. On top of, I mean, even people who are regular, I believe are regular readers of our alerts, are still emailing me and saying, is anybody going to sue over this? When in fact, obviously, we already had.
You had and you lost.
And we've lost.
Yeah, you lost in the first round. And, yeah.
So people are not aware of it. On top of that, trying to understand it becomes very confusing because of how badly written it was. But then trying to comply with it, as you accurately pointed out, at this point, there is no legal way to comply with it. And then they say, well, if you want information on what to do, go visit a gun dealer. Well, gun dealers are not lawyers. They don't know. They generally don't know what the law is, or certainly should not be expected to understand what this is. But on top of that, they in their, you know, in all their communications, including this fact sheet press release they put out, was completely misleading. Not only did it advise people to get legal advice from gun dealers, but it said, you know, go to any gun dealer to get your this gun serialized. Well, most gun dealers do not have the licenses or the equipment or the knowledge to do it. And then they say, you want to list the gun dealers? Go to the ATF's website.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see reporting from, you know, complete imbeciles like Lauren Drake and OPB who can't even report that correctly, who then report that the press release, the fact sheet in question, provided a list of gun dealers who could do this. Well, it didn't. So I don't know if everything at OPB is generated by AI. Probably not, because AI couldn't be this stupid. But the fact is that nobody really knows at this point and how you comply. Most dealers are not aware of exactly what the rules are. Most dealers do not have manufacturer's licenses.
And I would also imagine, and you would have to have a manufacturer's license to be able to put a serial number on this, correct?
Right. And then we get back to the same problem, which you and I have discussed in the past, about if I have a manufacturer's license and you bring me a part or a completed firearm and ask me to serialize it, who then becomes the manufacturer? Well, because that number has to include something that identifies that particular FFL, which I believe is part of their FFL number, my understanding at this point, and, you know, somebody out there might disagree, but no one seems to know, my understanding is that the gun dealer is then becomes the manufacturer of record.
Does that then mean that the gun or that the gun dealer becomes liable for that firearm then?
Well, I presume so. I know of one FFL in the state. I know of one that's doing it. I'm not sure if they, you know, if they want to advertise that they're still doing it. But if I then become the manufacturer, given the litigation that surrounds firearms, we've seen what they've done to Bushmaster and Delta Defense.
Sure.
If a gun is defective or if it's used in a crime, well, if it's used in a crime, they're not going to go after the criminal because he has no money. But they will go after whoever they think has the money. In this case, it will be the person who is listed as the manufacturer.
So this sounds like a law in which it is, A, next to impossible to comply with, B, if you do comply, anybody that helps you serialize a firearm then ends up becoming complicit and or liable for anything that happens to the firearm afterwards. And hence, who would be stupid enough then to provide serial numbers for firearms for this under this law?
Well, apparently there are people doing it. I don't know if they've thought this through. But all of these questions are legitimate questions that Oregon residents are entitled to have answers to. And what we are again reminded is that we're entitled to nothing, that the state is in charge. We are serfs. Shut up and do what you're told. Hmm. And unfortunately, that is the road we've gone down for such a long time. Being, you know, many years ago, I lived in Austria, and the family I lived with was an elderly couple who the husband had been a soldier in the German army in World War II. And you asked them, how did all of this happen? Did you not know what was going on? I was like, well, you know, we kind of knew something was going on, but, you know, we just didn't want to buck the system. And that's unfortunately where we are now, where the lawyers for – I mean, the lawyers for the state right now, their job is to prosecute you with your own money for doing something that's honorable and has been legal for hundreds of years.
And this is constructing your own firearms without serial numbers. And by the way – this is the other question that, and maybe I should be asking, maybe I have to send some more questions to Roy Kaufman, the miscommunications director over at the Oregon Department of Justice, because don't we have a constitutional prohibition on ex post facto laws? And it's any law that retroactively changes the consequence or status of something that was committed or relationships that that existed before the enactment of a law. And I'm dead serious about this, Kevin, in which
I will tell you how they get around that.
How
and
do they?
Obviously, every time they've banned anything across the country, whether it's been a modern rifle, a magazine, a switchblade knife, those things were legal, and then they became illegal, and you became a criminal for being in possession. How is that not ex post facto? Well, the way the blob, the way the state responds to that, and the way what the courts have supported is by saying, look, you had the means and the opportunity to comply. We gave you an out. Now, in many cases, they haven't given you an out because things, I mean, in New York in the 70s, in the 70s and early 80s, when they outlawed modern rifles, there was no out. It was, you got them, turn them in, period. And the police did go door to door. Oh. I mean, I had a friend who had cops knock on his door saying, because every rifle and shotgun in New York is registered with the New York City police, had people knock on his door, cops knock on his door and say, you own these guns, turn them in. And he said, well, wait a minute, I have a permit. And he was a New York City cop. So he showed them his badge and they left. So, you know, the chosen ones got away with it. But no, this happens all the time. Mm. And in fact, most of the protections we think we have under the Constitution, are there completely at the whim of who was ever in charge, which we're seeing right now with all of the courts that across this country, as you know, there are dozens of firearms-related lawsuits. And the decisions that these courts are coming to are both, first of all, they're completely contradictory. You know, Massachusetts just said you're allowed to own a switchblade knife. Right. California just said you're not allowed to own a switchblade knife. States are saying it's legal to ban modern firearms. Courts are saying it's legal to ban modern firearms in one state and saying you can't in another state. And in our own case in Oregon, we have had several Supreme Court cases, Heller, Bruin, McDonald, that to my mind were crystal clear in not only what they said, but what they dictated to the lower courts. And the lower courts have just extended a middle finger to the Supreme Court, said we're doing what we want. And so obviously twist what's going on, you know, like even in this case we sued against this ban on personally made firearms. And the judge, you know, a Kate Brown, Joe Biden appointee, said, well, nothing is protected if it's not in common use for self-defense, which has never been the standard. The standard was in common use for lawful purposes, or if it's not an arm, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you say anything that's not in common use for self-defense, then requires you, as you know, us as the little people, the serfs, to go provide an endless list of documented self-defense uses. Well, using that standard, we can outlaw just about
anything.
Firearm.
Yeah.
If that specific firearm hasn't been used, self-defense was never the only standard. and redefining things and saying, well, okay, we can ban magazines because they're not arms. They're just parts. They're accessories. Well, so's a sight. You know, a part is a barrel.
Yeah, yeah, so's a trigger.
We can ban all the parts.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I'm with Kevin Stair at Oregon Firearms Federation, OregonFirearms.org. Kevin, let me take a quick break and maybe grab a call or two, people, you know, asking a question about this, because there are probably more people who are lawbreakers today, don't even realize it, on this this September 1st implementation of House Bill 2005, which, by the way, didn't have to happen had the Republicans walked out. I'm sorry to bring up that sad point, but, you know, we'll be right back. This is the Bill Meyer Show, KMED 99.3 KBXG.
Thought about purchasing a firearm? With background checks now clearing quickly and Major 114 on hold, it'll be business as usual at the Collectors West Gun and Knife Show in the Pageant Pavilion at the Jackson County Fairgrounds this weekend. Find new and pre-owned pistols, magazines, rifles, revolvers, knives, ammo, scopes, parts, and all the very best brand names. Visit CollectorsWest.com for more information. Join Collectors West this Saturday and Sunday for the Gun and Knife Show in Central Point at the Jackson County Fairgrounds.
The model year-end closeout on new Iron Bull trailers continues at Two Dogs Fabricating. Iron Bull has instant rebates on remaining 2024 Iron Bull trailers while they last. There's an instant $750 rebate on 12 to 16-foot dump trailers and a $500 rebate on equipment trailers from 16 to 24 feet. The 2024 model year-end closeout on North Star-made Iron Bull trailers is for a limited time. So go pick out yours at Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford. Visit twodogsfab.com.
I'm Bill Payne, sending a shout out to Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. I would just like to say what an amazing experience it has been using Westfall Roofing. The team quickly looked at my project, gave me a prompt estimate. They did the repairs necessary and had my property re-roofed way faster than I was expecting. The staff was very courteous and very professional and answered all my questions before beginning the project. I would recommend them to anyone needing a roofing project done. They mean what they say. Need a new roof? Westfall gets it done.
CCB number 230804.
The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op. And remember, use tool for the job.
The Dirt Devil has a little plastic spout that folds down, and it'll go right into blossoms and get the bugs without damaging the blossoms.
I know they're not so high-powered, because every time I try to use one on my truck's upholstery, it never gets any dirt out. But I bet it would get a bug.
It gets bugs. It's a real handy tool.
Catch the Rogue Gardener live Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED.
This is the Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED. Got something on your mind? Give Bill a shout at 541-770-5633. 770-KMED.
It's 8:37. I'm back with Kevin Starrett. Kevin Starrett, the Oregon Firearms Federation. We're talking about House Bill 2005, which went into effect September 1st, over the weekend. And it says that you are not allowed to have any firearms without the serialized or the serial number on it. So even though we've been able to build firearms for years, decades, and the thing is, though, is that the law makes it clear that you can't possess the part, period. So how do you possess the part to be able to take it to someone to be able to get a firearms serial number put on it? And I asked the Department of Justice's Roy Kaufman, who's the director of communications, and his answer was the law passed, which meant gun owners have had over a year to comply and have their guns serialized. However, it's safe to assume that some Oregonians aren't even aware of the new law or haven't taken action to comply. That's why we're reminding them now and urging them to get their unserialized firearms serialized by a licensed firearm dealer, except almost no one does it. But they wouldn't answer the question of, listen, as of September 1st, it's illegal to possess it. So you cannot possess it to take it to get a serial number put on it. So I have not received a phone an adequate answer to this one. It sounds like heads, they win, tails, you lose. Kevin, I guess that's our bottom line. That's where we find ourselves at the moment, right? Did I describe it correctly? Just want to be clear.
Oh, yes. To me, the interesting irony is that Rosenblum put out a statement about this. And the statement said, quote, "For the safety of your families and communities, please make sure you understand our new law and that you are in compliance." Well, then you go ask them to explain this law that we're supposed to compel to understand. And they tell you, "I'm not answering any questions. Screw you. Get arrested."
Yeah. Okay. Let's continue here because Todd's in Central Point. Todd, you had a question for Kevin about this. Good morning.
Good morning. Kevin, prior to the 1968 Gun Control Act, long guns didn't require serial numbers. My dad had a bolt-action Savage in 30-30. And no serial numbers. Most 22s were so cheap they didn't put them on. Are those considered ghost guns?
No. There's an exception in the bill for guns manufactured before 1968.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So they're not going to come after your Savage firearm today. All right?
Well, who knows what they'll come after? You know, they don't have anything else to do.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right. Do you know if there's going to be any action on continuing to try to go down the lawsuit world? Because there's no legal way to comply with what House Bill 2005 insists that we're supposed to do if you have unserialized gun parts in making gun.
As you know, we, along with Firearms Policy Coalition, did go into federal court, seek an injunction, had a judge who asked not a single question of either side before ruling that it's perfectly legal to ban some, you know, protected firearms, mm-hmm. using the twisted logic created by people who've chosen to ignore the Supreme Court. So there are next steps. I've had this conversation with the lawyers. Some of it is kind of lawyer stuff. There's some steps they want to take. I believe the expectation is that we will be facing being shot down until we get up to the appeals level at the Ninth Circuit. And my understanding is there'll be a few steps in between. That will get up. That will then at some point be referred to the Ninth Circuit. At this point, our lawsuit against 114 in federal court. Now, remember, there's also a lawsuit in state court. That so far has been successful. The lawsuit in federal court is sitting there at the Ninth Circuit, the appeal. My belief is, I want to be proven wrong on this. My belief is that the Ninth Circuit is slow walking these cases as much as possible in the hopes that they'll be able to steal another election, get Harris into office, who then will stock the Supreme Court with the kind of Marxist she has always represented, at which point they don't have to worry about it. It seems to me that this is not a complicated issue to resolve. But the Ninth Circuit has said we're not even going to deal with your lawsuit
until our fellow communists get on the Supreme Court. Got it? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Essentially, that as I said, I would love to be proven wrong about this, but some of these similar cases have been bouncing around in California for years and years and years, and every time we have a victory, the Ninth Circuit twists their own rules to destroy it. And this is the other thing that needs to be understood. Almost every day, we hear about a court case where gun owners were successful.
Yes.
But they're usually successful for about 5 to 6 hours, at which point the state comes back with all of your money and then files appeals. So it is this endless doom loop of victories that are very, very short-lived. And you get to pay for all of it.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to get a hold of Will Lathrop, who is running for attorney general. And I want to ask him about not only this particular law, House Bill 2005, also Measure 114. And I really need to find out, because if you're going to be running to be the head law enforcement agent in the state of Oregon, I would hope that one would be able to see the problems with what, Ellen Rosenblum is doing right now. That seems to be contravening the law. Just me, you know?
Well, it's certainly contravening the Constitution, and I would certainly hope that someone who's running for election, I mean, I hope that he has some positions and answers on this. I'd love to know. I mean, I hope we don't get into a situation where we've got another Harris who's let's find out. I think it would be great to know, because then at least people have an opportunity to know whether or not the next attorney general, irrespective of their position on a law or bill, will at least communicate to the people what the expectations are to comply with it.
Yeah. Well, and the other aspect here is that you know, just someone who makes the claim of being conservative is not necessarily helpful, because Newt Bueller used to make such claims too. And well, I think he just endorsed a Democrat over in.
Well, Newt Bueller is the original political cross-dresser.
Yeah, okay? I know.
He came to office as a liberal, then he ran for governor as a ultra-liberal, marched in the gay pride parade, was a major pro-abort, anti-gun, lost, you know, just spectacularly, then ran for Congress in the district now that is Cliff Bence's, which is a rural, relatively conservative district, and claimed to be like the biggest supporter of Donald Trump who ever lived after having done nothing but attack Trump before that. Then when he lost that race, left the party because Donald Trump was Hitler, and now is endorsing Democratic candidates because the party allows people like this to carry their banner and never set, you know,
doesn't set a standard to be a Republican. In other words, yeah,
there is no standard except saying I'm a Republican. And you know, I've been saying this for years about this guy. The guy is a consummate fraud, a self-serving, cross-dressing, say anything to get elected clown. And yet he was the anointed one for the Republican Party. And I think therein lies, if there's a potential solution, I think it's that the party has to recognize that they're not winning by pretending to be Democrats, just like Chavez de Rima. Yeah. All her ads, everything she's doing now is saying, look, I'm a virtual Democrat. Vote for me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that's a winning strategy, because Janelle Bynum is a real Democrat. You know, so the Democrats have someone to vote for, and conservatives have nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Conservatives need something for sure. All right, Kevin, good talk as always, but thank you for, going down this rabbit hole. And I know a lot of people maybe have not manufactured their own firearms, right? But they need to understand, though, what kind of a catch-22 has been a legal thing has been set up for them by the state legislature, and
right. They
won't explain it. Not the state legislature, but I'm talking about Ellen Rosenblum. Well, you've had time to comply. Why haven't you complied, Cerf? You know, that's really, you know, the question, or the answer to the question that I posed.
I don't know how to.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Kevin. We'll be back. OregonFirearms.org. Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
Wow. It is 8:46.
Stay updated on recreational opportunities all over our region with the Outdoor Report every Friday morning just past 7 a.m. on the Bill Meyer Show. The Outdoor Report on KMED and KCMD is powered by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure off Vilas Road on Airway Drive.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A new fire is burning in southern Oregon in Klamath County. The Copperfield Fire has burned more than 3,200 acres just outside of Chiloquin. Growing and gusty winds. Governor Tina Kotek declared it a conflagration, clearing the way for the Oregon State Fire Marshal to mobilize incident management teams and 8 task forces. The cause is yet to be determined. 3 people are dead after a small plane crashed into a townhouse in a Portland suburb. Authorities believe 2 people were on board the twin-engine Cessna that went down in the Fairview area Saturday morning. In addition to the pilot and a passenger on the plane, 1 resident of the townhouse was killed in the crash. A medical helicopter called to the scene of a fatal crash on I-5 Friday couldn't respond because of interference from a civilian drone flying over the crash. The accident killed Dustin Brown of Sweet Home. First responders were able to take 2 passengers to a hospital by ground instead. Bill London, KMED News.
8:48. We're going to have Charisse on here in a couple of minutes. Catch up on ways to save some money. Wanted to respond to a couple of emails This is going back to the conversation with Kevin Sterrett, Oregon Firearms Federation, about House Bill 2005 went into effect 2 days ago. And it's illegal to possess unserialized gun parts, and you have to take them to a firearms dealer or the properly manufacturing kind of firearms dealer and get a serial number put on them. They were called ghost guns, but of course they're just firearms that were homemade. And we've been able to make homemade firearms forever and ever. Amen. Nothing about this, right? So just after the fact, they decided to say they're all illegal. Except for the ones that were manufactured by a big manufacturer prior to the 1968 Gun Control Act, when you weren't required to have serial numbers on it, too. And my concern is, I asked the Attorney General's office, okay, it is illegal to possess this stuff. How can you illegally possess it and then take it in and have it serialized? Because it's still illegal to have it. To have it is like old contraband at this point. And they said, well, you've had time to comply. It went, so it just, okay, not really answering the question. It kind of reminds me of an old Cheech and Chong bit that I used to hear back when I was a kid in junior high. And it had them, you know, they had the old man and the Nazis are torturing him. Okay. Will you sign the papers, old man? No, I will not sign the papers. And why will you not sign the papers? Because you have broken both of my hands. That kind of reminds me of what Ellen Rosenblum's office is talking about. I'm saying, hey, listen, I can't possess this stuff. How do I take it to get a serial number if it's already illegal? I'm already a criminal for possessing it. They said, well, you've had time to comply. A lot of people don't know. All right, I had one listener just wrote me this morning, Bill, sorry I had to take a van. I caught the end of the gun conversation. Am I understanding you correctly? The guns that are machined at home are now illegal because they don't have serial numbers. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, Gar. That's exactly it. And Winnie writes me this morning, Bill, as Kevin Starrett was describing Newt, I thought he was also talking about Lily Morgan. That's funny. That's funny, Winnie. I'm going to give you a real American salute on this one. Real American salute for Winnie. No, real American. No, wrong button. That's funny. That's funny. It's 10 before 9.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife, Colette, is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agree to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
Do you take safe drinking water for granted? If you have a well for your water, no one's monitoring what's in your water. It's up to you to be sure that the water you and your family are drinking is safe and free of contaminants. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for a full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
It's gutter season. The phones are ringing at Fontana Roofing's custom gutter division after the last downpour. We've been busy custom fabricating robust gutters on site in a choice of 30 colors guaranteed to survive the weight of falling water and space dust. So if your gutters need to be repaired or replaced, give Fontana a call before the wet weather sets in. We also install gutter covers, too, to keep those pesky leaves from clogging your downspouts. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
8:53. After all that crazy gun talk, maybe it's time to get back to saving you some money. Charisse is joining me on Open for Business now. Charisse at NoWiresNow, NoWiresNow.com. Biddle Road over there by the Cigar Cave, by People's Bank, and out there saving money. And I don't know, do you still take Turbo down to the office there, Charisse? Welcome back.
Yes. Actually, I have Blue Bear today, my bigger Australian Shepherd. Turbo's not going too great.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I left him at home today. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, see, he's older now, though, isn't he? Maybe that's what's going on.
Yeah, he's like... Yeah, he's like 15.
Oh, that's old dog. Okay, old dog. I get it.
I left him at home and went camping in Newport, and I came back and my dog had way too many treats.
Ah, oh, so got it. All right.
Like, oh man, I should have.
Well, I'll tell you what, Charisse, you're here helping people save money on their car, or not their car, rather their media, their internet, their phone, all sorts of ways. You've been doing this for years now over at No Wires Now. NoWiresNow.com, family-owned, operated business. And you're always saying, hey, you know, I'm going to here helping you with Dish. And the great thing about Dish is that we're going to install this. You're going to save a lot of money, and you're doing it. And do you have any new offers, anything we need to know about right now? And by the way, you call or text message to find out more, okay? Call or text message Cherise, 541-680-5875. That's how you become a client. Give me the latest, huh?
And if you're calling from a home phone, you got to dial a 1 because it's a Roseburg number.
Okay.
But yeah, the latest is DirecTV lost ESPN. They lost ABC. They lost National Geographic. It's not good, especially if you're a sports fan. So I really suggest switching to Dish. Dish right now, this would be the best time to do it. Free install, free equipment. We help you take your old equipment back. Then I help you lower your internet and your cell phone bills, and I save you thousands of dollars. And my services are free if you're getting TV service. So, you know, if you call a 1-800 number, they're not going to do any of that.
No.
Not even close.
No. And it really is nice. And I tell you, it's really nice not to have to stand in line over at Spectrum or wherever else or whoever else you contracted with before. And you save people money, too, even if you end up having to stick with Spectrum, like where my my mother lives, as an example, in the apartment. You end up saving her a lot of money because you then go and you on the phone get involved, you contract, and you smack people upside and down the head, you know, and say, hey, you need to cut these bills down. And this is what you do. This is your business, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're a senior and you don't have kids living with you, you don't need the fastest internet. I can get you the $29.99 internet. Mm-hmm. You're probably paying $85. That's what your mom was paying, and I got it down to $30, and she didn't have to switch anything.
Uh-huh.
I just lowered the bill.
Yeah, and that worked out really well. And and all you have to do is just call or text message to find out more, right?
Yeah, right. And so then the cell phones, Spectrum's so happy with my work, they gave me another 15 free Android phones.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Bill Meyer listener and you call me up and you need a new phone and you got Spectrum and you don't have the Spectrum phone yet, I can give you a free phone, one per family, $29.99, unlimited talk, text, and data, second line free. So you're keeping your same phone, you're keeping your same number, and you're only paying $30 a month for your cell phone bill.
Which is pretty reasonable. Is that pretty good data plan with that too?
Yeah. It's Verizon Towers. It's unlimited talk, text, and data.
Okay.
Can't beat it.
I want to make sure that everybody, I want to make sure everybody understands all the deals that you're offering at this point. Okay.
Yeah.
So is there anything we haven't talked about yet that you want to make sure and get to?
You know, I just want to emphasize how important it is. If you have DirecTV, your equipment's old, you know, you're sticking to an old dinosaur as well. That is probably 100 to 200, 150 to 200 a month. And I can cut that bill in half by switching it to Dish. Mm-hmm. I can get you the $100 Visa card mentioning Bill Meyer. Yeah, I mean, it's a great deal. I help people with internet outside the area. So if you live out in the country, I can get you internet out there. But basically, you get a free consultation. So just give me a call, and no matter what your situation is, I'll try to help you.
541-680-5875. 541-680-5875. And you can even call or text message. Best of all, if you just get a copy of the bill, just take a picture of it. Send it to you. Now, restrictions apply, and just contact Cherise and find out what restrictions there might be, because there's always some rules that could apply. You just never know, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And
and
because depending on where you live, maybe a particular service isn't available. Those are the kind of restrictions and things we're talking about, right?
Right.
That kind of thing.
Right.
All right. And you're going to be at the office. What time do you get at the office this morning?
I'm open 10 to 4, Monday through Friday. And it's wise to call me and make an appointment.
All right.
Because I'm so busy because of you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because we're all about local businesses doing really well here. 541-680-5875. 541-680-5875. If you didn't write it down, just go ahead and email me, and I'll put you in touch with No Wires Now, okay? No Wires Now and Cherise and all these big deals going on. Thank you so much, Cherise. You be well.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
858, open for business on KMED.
Artisan Bakery Cafe invites you to swing by for their mouthwatering fall treats. Apple strudel, a flaky delight that's pure comfort on a plate.
pumpkin streusel muffins, the perfect blend of spice and sweetness, and delicious pumpkin loaf, rich and moist with a hint of cinnamon. But wait, there's more. Apple blossoms, an apple pie cup with an apple crisp topping. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and Saturday from 8 to 3. Art